Right, recording.
I think the metronome is illegal in 51 states.
Test. Is that one working?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Try that one.
Test. Microphone.
That one's working. It's a bit quiet.
And then this microphone. One.
That one's working too.
Playback.
Warning! This podcast is almost entirely unedited. If your ears are picky and discerning, beware! You have been warned by this warning.
What the f*** is going on down there?
T.
We're here after the first real day of BotCon. Hello and welcome to WTF and DFW live from room 470. I'm not telling you. Because you're going to come knocking at our door and making our life hard trying to take our pizza. So, we're here though. And a bunch of people are in here. We've got our usual bunch. We got Seth. I'm lying on him. And we got Gog.
Howdy.
And Aaron.
Is getting tired of transforming Optimus Prime.
And we also... Yeah, stop. Why do you let people tell you what to do?
I'm weak.
Yeah, we're proud of you. And we also have Emperor 3 Empire.
Hey, how's it going?
And we got... Introduce yourself. We got Motor Master.
I was in line for 6 hours for exclusives.
And, people step up! Step up!
Nice to hear you. How you doing?
Shibamura Prime.
Tractor Robot!
Indeed, Truck Robot. Hieronymus, one more time.
Hieronymus, you remember him.
Yeah, it's Foster Lager.
He front pages stuff.
Voice left.
He front pages stuff. So
I do.
Suck up to him.
Yeah, or you'll get negative news credits.
Boom, burn!
You get red Tic Tacs.
We also have our mighty cameraman who videotaped me body checking a pile of toys twice.
Rocksteady.
So, what we did today was we picked up our pre-registration, and we also picked up toys by lining up for over 5 hours! And I'm really tired. But this is also episode 45, so we're going to cover a couple news topics really quickly. Although this won't be chapter marked or anything, because it's BotCon recording. I apologize. I hope you heard the quality disclaimer at the front. How do you feel about that?
I feel awesome, and that's just the way it's going to be.
Seth Buzzard is futilely trying to transform.
I can't figure out how to get the treads apart.
You want me to do it?
I want you to do
it. You want us to stop the podcast for you?
Angelus, can you do it?
Okay, so here's the big news. We got a crowd in here, so we're going to get all your reactions in some way. But the big news is, did you guys know Mark Ryan is coming to BotCon as of a couple days ago?
Yes!
Do you guys remember who Mark Ryan is?
Optimus Prime!
He said, I'll take care of the boy.
Yeah, Bumblebee.
Yeah, Bumblebee. Empire got it.
Prime.
So, who's excited to get his autograph and go to his panel and things?
He said one line.
Optimus Prime.
Does somebody have the comic? Can we see if he actually made the list of guests?
We'll check that. What's something else that happened? Oh, here's the other fun one.
Right here.
Spoiler section warning. This is the spoiler section. We got to see a toaster transformer called Ejector. And he turns into a little devil with a little tail thingy. I'm miming it here for everyone. Looks like this. It's made of his electrical cord.
I'm not going to say it.
So he turns into a toaster. Let's get reactions. Seth, what do you think of him?
I just knuckled the mic, though. it's the craziest damn thing. Like, when I saw the pictures, I think I was at the airport, and I was looking at the pictures on the iPhone, and I was like, what does he turn into? It's like a... It's not a toaster, is it? Oh my god, that's a toaster. Alright, that's awesome. So, that was rad.
And, Aaron, what do you think of Ejector?
As I saw it, it looks like even his heating elements are painted, at least for the back of the box.
That's yeah, we'll see if that makes the final
awesome.
Room.
Yeah, I
if it doesn't, we'll add it in.
Yeah.
Gog is totally, like, mystified and in love
He's
with his Starscream toy.
Yes.
What do you think of
Ejector?
I'll
try to stay focused. It's a freaking toaster. It's a transforming toaster of doom. Whether regardless of even if it comes out mediocre, everyone is still gonna buy it, and they should.
That's true. I don't know, pass the mic around or something. Empire, go ahead.
We definitely need more toaster formers. Low-level toaster formers.
Yes.
Agree, more appliances needed. I love the giant mouth and the plug tail.
That was Geronimus speaking.
My question is, does it have a bagel setting?
Hopefully.
I hope so.
I'm hoping for a gold Centurion repaint.
Oh, awesome. reference. Double bump. You get another one. That's for
okay.
You know what?
Foster wins that round.
Yes. you know what? I can't hide since people are looking at me. I can't hide that went so far over my head that I have no idea what he was referencing at all.
Battlestar Galactica, the Cylons. They call them toasters.
Yes.
The evil robots.
They suck so much. Anyone else back there wanted to
who missed that one? Who missed that? You missed. Okay, out.
Get.
Yes, from the 70s.
Yeah,
Battlestar Galactica?
Had the guy from Little House on the Prairie with the manager or something.
Anyone else say something about toasters? Okay, here's a question. What if they repaint it in red and call it Talkie Toaster? Who's going to totally mark out for that? Does anyone know what that is?
No.
I'm all alone.
Yes.
Yeah. Next topic.
I'm not even going to explain it. The audience knows what I meant. The people listening know what I meant. And I'm crying right now, and they feel sorry for me.
I do have to say...
I just figured out how to get the treads apart.
Thank you.
See, here I was going to keep on topic, and our fact checkers did look, and no mention of Mark Ryan. So he was
fact checkers?
Well, I was trying to be nice to you, Silas.
I wasn't doing anything.
Well...
What else was in the news? Because I got distracted by BotCon.
G1 reissues.
Right!
We found out
the G1 reissues are going to be likely Perceptor and the Insecticons. And I think that's really cool for people who missed out on those in some way when they were Takara reissued, because they're not only solid G1 toys, but if you get a box with three Insecticons, freaking rules!
Yeah, that's going to be one I pick up for sure. I got Perceptor last year for G, thanks. But Insecticons will be a pickup.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely pick them both up. I don't have a Perceptor, and I think I sold my TFC Insecticons off for some reason. I think I needed money, so good reason to get them back.
Seth, are you excited for G1s?
I have the book box Japanese reissues of all of those, but I don't know. Maybe get extra Insecticons or something, but I don't think I need another Perceptor.
Throw a mic out there, I don't know.
I'm going to be curious to see what the packaging for these look like. I mean, they haven't done any G1 reissue since the first Toys R Us run, really, as far as a mass release. So it's going to be interesting to see what the packaging looks like. Are they going to try to go off the Encore line and do something kind of, you know, like the original? Are they going to do, like, you know, back to what they were doing before with the commemorative box art? You know, it'll be interesting to see. Otherwise, I mean, I've got the originals. I'm not really looking to get these in particular, you know, unless I want them at my desk at work.
I could see him doing like something to try and tie to the current line, because Soundwave was done up as a classic. I could see him putting in one of the dynamic, since we have about eight of them floating around, the Revenge of the Fallen boxes with the clear cuts on the side. But that's just my thought.
I'm wondering if they're going to reuse the plastic inserts from the bookcase ones for those, because Perceptor I saw was kind of, it kind of folded them into a position to get him in there. It was a little tricky.
Yeah. I'm hoping to see something extra with the Insecticons, maybe those Energon cubes, or maybe a DVD with some episodes. I know Perceptor was featured in Microbots and a couple of others. I thought, you know, those would be some nice tie-ins, especially since Hasbro has the licenses now.
Definitely. Anyone else have stuff to drop about G1s?
Yeah, getting back to the packaging for a second, Aaron Mark mentioned Classic Soundwave, the reissue. Wonder if, you know, for any of these, will have like the big fold-out thing like they had for Soundwave. You know, you open the front lid, that thing pop right out in front of you with a big Soundwave.
Maybe that work.
It went.
Maybe they'll have little tabs you can make that pop-up look. Yeah, you know, like with the Insecticons, they'll have little tabs you can move their wings and things. Sweet. I think it'd be sweet. Anyway, I'm also just being videotaped here for a second, because someone was all like, you guys should videotape the podcast, so I'm getting you, like, 2 or 3 minutes of footage of us recording a thing, because it looks just like this! It's us holding microphones, talking, and people messing with toys on beds! It's incredible. Foster Logger is the greatest cameraman of this hour. Aside from Rocksteady. Did I get that right? I got it right because he filmed me crashing some things.
Is this part supposed to come off?
Now. Hey, what a great segue.
Now I'll get the camera back.
I did that entirely because one person was on Twitter going like, you should videotape that recording. So there we did. With that wonderful segue of things, we should do what we got this week.
Jesus Christ.
Alright. Who got BotCon toys? Raise your hands.
Everyone in
which
the room.
Which works so wonderfully well for audio. Yeah, in the audio form.
Now, I'm
going
to describe to you how everyone is holding their hand up, which means we don't all have to go, well, today I got the pre-registration box, and we'll pass it on, and someone will be like...
The big question is, did anybody not get the add-ons?
The what?
Ooh, yeah, who didn't get souvenir toys?
He was stuck at like the end of the line at 10:30.
Oh, that sucks.
Denied.
He is 13th to last at a 4-hour wait, and it's not fun waiting in the line that long.
Oh, God. As long as I get Weird Al's autograph, I'll be fine.
6-hour line.
So we did get some other things, like they had movie toys up, they had the first three waves of movie toys, although the Mixmasters and Jetatrons were all gone before anyone I know saw them, heard from them.
We saw people coming the other way in line with them.
What do you think about this?
I think I'm screwed on Transformer Rampage.
This is a really exquisite mess you've created out of this.
That line was a bummer. I've been up since 3:45 this morning. I've given up on following these directions. I'm just moving on. Something good's going to come of it, but I doubt it. I've pulled off every piece that comes off. I don't think I'm doing it right.
You're not giving me hope for when I go back down to my room and crack mine open. Gee, thanks.
Okay. You'll be alright.
I'd just like to thank Domino's Pizza for being our sponsor for tonight, by the way. They brought us pizza and traded the money for it.
Yeah, we had to pay for that, so that's not really...
Pretty sure we sponsored them.
We're sponsoring them. We should get a tag notice in that guy's in the driver's window.
You know, I try to do something nice once in a while. You know, I try to give a shout-out to a small company like Domino's. And
it must be a California thing.
Prepare fan mode. Radar dish. And I'm done.
Seth has officially destroyed Deluxe Rampage. It's incredible.
I believe they call that pandering to the crowd.
He's just reading the instructions now.
The instructions.
I don't know. Aside from movie 2, like, was there any one movie 2 toy anyone here was really looking for if they got a hold of? Anyone out there? Kurt?
Well, actually, what I was more interested in is getting the packaging with the lovely sticker, BotCon First Run, on it.
Oh, right.
But they didn't put the sticker on the package. They just handed you the sticker to put on it, which was kind of a nice little surprise, I guess.
Pro tip for everyone out there, just so you know this, anything that has that gold sticker, the gold stickers were handed out on a sticker sheet. So anything you get with it, let them put in the package, someone put it on the package before they sold it to you.
I have to say something I can understand from FunPub's side, because if they don't sell something, then they're going to have this first run sticker that's not really first run when they're still trying to clearance it months later. But then on the other hand, I don't know. Their lines were the standard BotCon lines that I know I've ranted about before. So
yeah, the lineup
I'll try not to break. Although I didn't have to wait for hours and hours, because we waited for about an hour outside beforehand to make sure we were in the first third of the line if we had the right color paper.
Did I not scream at you on your way out of that room that I was going to kick you so hard in the balls your scrotum would burst through your eardrums?
I don't know. I wasn't listening. I had Optimus.
I know. I was in a funny mood in that lineup. Seeing people I know get out of the lineup hours before me makes a man kind of jealous. Makes a man want to kill another man. Did anyone else get a toy they were really looking for out of this whole Buy Revenge of the Fallen toys shtick?
Well, along with probably 90% of everyone else, I was looking forward to Sideswipe, and I did manage to get him, but I have not managed to open him yet. I also got MC Paddington and Aaron Ransack Von Joy and Robot Replicas Ratchet, who is quite cool, despite being a non-transforming toy. So, thanks.
That's great. I'm glad so many people are getting their hands on those movie toys that they've been looking at for this long. Especially Sideways. Everyone should have Sideways. Oh, and
yeah, I was excited.
Empire was excited to get it. I have no idea if these mics are picking up stuff in the distance. I can't remember what the range was on these, but I'll just reiterate things. So if you're hearing things over and over again, you know, it's bonus content. I'd say new pick picks, but we've all been here, so we don't really have anything to pick.
I took some pictures that were rad. I took some rad pictures. They're on my Twitter.
What's the URL for that Twitter?
Twitter/SethBuzzer. Is that right?
Maybe. Yeah.
You forgot the dot com, but...
Dot com. There's a dot com in there.
Dot com.
Like the dude from 30 Rock.
Twitter/SethBuzzer.com/.net.
Got Creed thoughts / kids off my lawn.
So...
I'm the second oldest. Don't sweat.
He wasn't until you just said that.
Are you sure you're...
are you sure about that? I've counted my rings.
Just for listener information, Rocksteady is totally taken in the comic book.
He's not even paying attention.
It's good reading.
It's good reading.
I guess we're boring, though.
So today, basically, that was it for today. It was lineups. Anyone here find a lineup through all those? Anyone?
Just a little one?
Short
one.
Okay.
It's very short.
Well, tomorrow, there are actually going to be convention activities, and part of the reason why a lot of us sat through two very large lineups today was so that we wouldn't have to think about them anymore. And we
could lined up at the airport, too.
What was that for? Airport exclusives?
Airport security exclusives, pat down, script search.
Did you get them autographed?
No, that was another line.
Did you get the cavity search?
That cost an extra... $7. I don't know.
Oh no, for $7, that's not that price.
Did I mention that I'm super tired?
Just totally don't look it. He's like bouncing up and down in the corner.
He's rolling over on his side now.
Yeah, thinking about how much I hate all of you.
Who was it that was really telling us that we had to get the podcast off?
Who's improving this for us, though, man? It's Seth Buzzard. He's improving everything.
Yep, I make everything better, like sugar.
If anybody out there understood that, please leave a message in the forum.
Hey, Gog, how's Starscream?
Starscream is actually really cool. He's much improved over the original, so he is very neat. His Mech Alive gimmick is pretty cool.
I gotta pop mine open. I just popped open my Megatron, and he does this. And Aaron totally loves Leader Optimus Prime, but he's such a wimp about the transformation.
Oh, I have to say, I said on Twitter for the whole, I think, like 8 followers that I have, robot mode is great, much closer to the movie, massive blades, everything, all of his little panels are poseable and whatnot. Fine, I'll do mine.
You win this round, Aaron.
Yeah. The transformation between the two, though, is pretty rough because his feet unfold three ways, and then it's getting all the various panel bits and whatnot to line up that you don't have to worry about in guys like Megatron that don't really have little tiny panels that have to fold underneath a panel to fold into a panel.
And hey, listen, Megatron will poke your English flipping eye out with his murder arm, okay?
At this point, I'm really fast curing. I don't know. He's good. It's definitely worth it. He's going to definitely take the place of the first movie, Prime, on the toy shelf.
Was it worth the frustration?
Yes.
Was it?
Not that very first time, but the second or third time through it.
Even when Silas was kicking you?
Yeah,
I know he left the room. That's why I brought
he's
it up.
He's taking off.
That way, when he comes back...
No, he was just baiting me the whole time. Truck to robot. Robot's truck.
He was
come
the
on.
Only one doing it, of course, right?
Right. Yeah, and I have the first movie, Prime, and, I mean, seeing this one, you can see in pictures that it's an improvement, but when you get it in your hand, it really is.
Oh, even just the little things, like the chest eyebrow wind visor things. Because there's not only a ball joint, but there's also a pivot in there. So you can get angry eyes, you can get sad eyes, you can get happy eyes.
But it's a much improvement. Much improvement over the first one.
That's good to hear. I hope I feel that way when I pop them open. I got Wheelie, and I just want to bring that up only because I almost bought a stolen Chinese one, and I didn't know they were selling them here. And I didn't buy the stolen Chinese one, so karma has paid me back.
Well, they had 11 deluxes.
Nine.
Nine?
Yeah.
Well, the guy was going around saying 11.
Yeah. Oh, 11?
Smokescreen and...
Oh, there were the other two on the other shelves, yeah.
And then they had five or six Voyagers.
Yeah, and I only got to see a couple of them by the time I got to the end. Voyagers blew out like hotcakes. This is like, I don't know.
I was surprised with 2 or 3 months ahead of stock. They made... Anybody ask if they had Jetfires?
Yeah.
They had one.
It had one, and they sold it to a... They made sure they sold it to an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
Sure,
they did. The only thing I'm concerned about is the group that we saw within the first half hour or so of waiting in line that we assume were Japanese dealers, hopefully taking them home, but they had a push cart with probably 15 cases worth of toys on it.
Oh, they were taking
that. Like 30, 35. Yeah.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that was just the one push cart I saw.
And then they were going back for more.
Oh, boy.
I'm really sure they were taking them back to resell in Osaka, because toys that aren't out in Japan that are out over here sell just like toys that are out in Japan that aren't out over here. Over Japan. Lots of money. Lots of shipping costs.
Well, especially, that was the one thing I was hoping for their sake was they got all those first day stickers, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way to go crazy with it. Slap that on everything and call it USA Edition and have it be in a store over there and get sold on eBay to come back over here for five times the price.
Circle of life. How are you doing with that box over there?
I'm just checking out how Starscream's fingers are hanging out the back of the hood.
Yeah, he's a veritable force of nature, Seth Buzzard over here.
He has tribal tattoos. He's a douchebag frat boy.
Seth brought Incomplete Skywarp, by the way, so all of you funniest fans out there should feel very jealous that you aren't in the same room as him to ask him to moderate your threats.
I feel incomplete.
Anyway, tomorrow we have panels and things, and the dealer room opening. Although, pro tip, if you're listening, again, if you're some, I said somehow before, but it actually happened. But if you're somehow listening to this and you're at BotCon, remember that the dealers aren't going to put everything out on the special dealer preview night. They're going to hold things back to put out when the general admission and such come in. So don't go too crazy, but still go a little crazy. And panels and things, it's some of the more boring ones, I think, no offense, man. But
animated
panels tomorrow, yeah. And there's also a music panel if you want to ask Stan Bush about who the rapper guy is.
Ooh.
And there's a
creepy guitar guy.
Yeah, his phone number.
We also had in the lobby, we just remembered for new pick picks that we get to see in real life was the giant bumblebee, the near life size.
Is that a pic taken with your eye
camera? Well, I have a camera. I can upload the picture.
Yeah, there was a big bumblebee built by some fans, and it was pretty big.
They also had
The Optimus. Yeah, the robot hero. The robot hero eye is kind of Optimus Prime statue that was.
Oh, that thing's been all over the place.
Yeah. Wasn't that's not the same one they had last year? Was
no, this one was smaller.
Yeah, I thought so. It looked kind of more like a enlarged robot heroes version or something.
He's still doing impossible pose.
It's the 20 up that they actually sculpted. Sized it down to make a robot hero.
Yeah, they sculpt toys that big and then turn them into statues. So, real-er convention starts tomorrow. There'll be all kinds of panels and things, and I don't think we're actually going to have like recordings of the panels going up, only because like we don't want to get tackled by Brian Savage.
And you may not want to.
I tackle toys. I don't tackle Texan men.
You savage them.
Only when I'm Randy.
Yes, we got Randy now.
You got booed. I hate live audiences. Yeah, I guess that really covers it for now. I hope you guys enjoyed that last 24 minutes and 45 seconds. Oh, and we'll hopefully have this up in time for you to hear it before the next day happens. So, Thank you all for being in the room with us, people who are in the room with us.
Yay! Yay!
That's so depressing.
That's actually called sleep deprived because it's not going up today, it's going up tomorrow.
Oh my god.
Current recording time is 1:12 in the evening, or for those of us from the East Coast, it's time to get up.
Oh dear. Alright, well, thanks for tuning in, everyone. BotCon's fun. Wish you were here.
Bonzaitron's awesome.
Bonzaitron rocks. And, yeah. Talk to you next time. Say bye, everybody.
Bye.
See, only a couple of them did the stupid say bye. We're going to say bye, everybody thing.
What the f*** it means, but you got some badass perpetrators, and they're here to stay.